Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Petroleum Institute.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke to the Capitol Hill press corps around 7 p.m., and here's what she said about a wall. It's immoral. We're not doing a wall. Does anybody have any doubt about that? We are not doing a wall. She also said the wall is a waste of money.
A new White House position is emerging. DACA for wall deal is on the table. Last night, there were two interesting segments on Fox News, which seemed to give great insight into the latest White House thinking on the immigration negotiations. First, Sean Hannity said the president was willing to put DACA on the table in the wall talks. President Donald Trump said the opposite 2 days ago in his cabinet meeting, but we got word from Republicans last night that the president is actually serious about talking about some sort of DACA for wall deal. Democrats have rejected this, but this adds a new wrinkle to the shutdown talks.
Tucker Carlson interviewed Mike Pence and asked if the deal will include any amnesty for people here illegally. Pence responded that border security was the focus, but then also said there are a lot of different ideas, and the president expressed a willingness to deal with Dreamers in a compassionate way, and it was on the table. John Bresnahan and Burgess Everett got a quick hallway interview with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell told them Democrats are privately urging him to find a way out of the shutdown. McConnell said it'll be up to the president and Senate Democrats.
The Wall Street Journal has the market watch, reporting that global stocks regained ground as China confirmed trade talks. And today's big meeting. Hill leaders go to the White House at 11:30 a.m. this morning. As promised, the House passed a package to reopen the shuttered parts of government until September. The House also voted to fund DHS through February 8th to allow for negotiations on border security. Seven House Republicans joined all of the House Democrats in supporting the approves package, including Representatives Will Hurd of Texas, Elise Stefanik of New York, Fred Upton of Michigan, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Peter King of New York, Greg Walden of Oregon, and John Katko of New York. The New York Times reports that McConnell is also facing pressure from Republicans to stop avoiding the shutdown fight.
Mick Mulvaney, the president's interim chief of staff, is egging Trump into the shutdown fight, Nancy Cook reports. And Nancy Pelosi has invited Trump to give the State of the Union January 29th. Sarah Ferris and Marianne Levine break down how the shutdown put a damper on the start of Congress. And The Post is a story on how lawmakers are hailing a new sisterhood with more than 100 women sworn into the House.
House Republicans are hitting the airwaves. The Congressional Leadership Fund launched a six-figure online ad campaign, hitting Democratic Representatives Gil Cicero of California, Sharice Davids of Kansas, Haley Stevens of Michigan, Dean Phillips of Minnesota, and Andy Kim of New Jersey for voting for Pelosi after indicating they wanted new leadership on the campaign trail. And the House Freedom Fund, the Freedom Caucus's political arm, has launched a $1 million ad campaign pressing the need for a border wall. And on the 2020 front, Jason Schwartz and David Siders note that Rachel Maddow on MSNBC is the new kingmaker for Democratic presidential candidates.
Couple noteworthy Trump administration stories. Andrew Restucci reports that the makeup of Trump's cabinet, relying on former lobbyists, is creating more hurdles for Trump. The Times is reporting that the White House is considering former Senator Jim Webb as Trump's next defense secretary. The Post is a story on how the Justice Department is investigating whether outgoing Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke lied to the Inspector General. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 3 p.m. in the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
A message from the American Petroleum Institute. Welcome to America's Generation Energy, led by the women and men of the natural gas and oil industry, who are meeting unprecedented consumer demand for affordable and reliable energy while reducing the U.S. carbon footprint to its lowest level in a generation. See how we're doing it and join us at powerpastimpossible.org.